Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento. And in today's episode, I'm going to give you three drop dead simple ways to monetize from a podcast. So if you're considering podcasting or you want to know how the heck people make money from podcasts, I'm going to tell you three easy ways to do it besides advertising. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. So this is a question that I get asked all the time, which is why I'm dedicating an entire podcast episode to it. People always say to me, Brian, should I be podcasting? And if so, how the heck do I make money from podcasts without advertising? So first things first, I do want to get advertising out of the way. Once your podcast is big, once you're consistently on the top charts, you've got a ton of downloads, you're being featured in places across the internet, it's very easy to have advertisers approach you. So for example, I get approached about a couple of times every single week. Some advertisers love podcasting. So for example, I am going to call them out publicly so you know what types of companies are hitting up podcasters. So Audible, which is an ebook company owned by Amazon, they consistently hit up the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast saying, hey, can we advertise on your show? And me personally, I say no because, look, they're not going to pay all that much in the grand scheme of the world. I'd rather give you an uninterrupted flow here on this podcast. I hear resoundingly so much incredible feedback from you, the listeners, where you say, Brian, I love your show because you just get down and dirty. You just get right into the topic. And that's the way I always want it to be. So I do not monetize this podcast through advertising, but that is a route. And typically what advertisers will do is they'll either offer you a flat monthly rate of we'll pay you X number of dollars per month, or what they'll do is they will pay you per thousands of exposures or thousands of impressions or downloads. So they'll say, for example, every single time an episode that we've sponsored gets 1,000 downloads, we'll give you $20. So if you get, gosh, let's say you get 10,000 downloads, you're going to get $200 for that episode. They might give you a flat rate per month to outright sponsor every single episode that month, or they might give you a per episode flat fee. So there's a lot of different ways that you can monetize a podcast through advertising. But if you are just starting out as an entrepreneur or as a podcaster, I think a podcast is a super powerful tool. It has totally changed my entrepreneurial life. It's totally changed my ecosystem. It's changed my marketing channels. I think very highly of podcasting. I think anyone with a message, anyone with an expertise should have a podcast. And you're going to see why when I share with you these three ways to monetize your podcast very simply. So first things first, we're going to get the obvious one out of the way. The simplest way to monetize your podcast is through selling your own products and services. So you've inevitably heard me talk on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast before about the Launch Coalition or the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Bootcamp or picking up a copy of my book, Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur, which by the way, if you haven't done that yet, you're crazy. What are you waiting for? I personally hand write a note in every single book that I mail out. I personally sign it. I include a little Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur sticker in there so you could slap it on your laptop. It'll be a great conversation starter when you're working from coffee shops or libraries or wherever it is that you work from. So you see that I promote and I mention my own products and services here on the podcast. So you all, you the listeners, you are my most loyal fans. You are the people who listen to me three times a week. My voice comes through your headphones, through your car speakers, wherever it is that you tune in. My voice comes through to you and you are listening to me. You're experiencing my knowledge. You're experiencing, hopefully, what you consider my brilliance. You're seeing how helpful I am. You know that I can get you real results when it comes to building your business. So you say, you know what? I'm going to go check out the Launch Coalition. I want to see why so many people are raving about the Launch Coalition and why it's helping entrepreneurs accelerate their progress. So I'm going to go to launchcoalition.com and see what the heck Brian is doing to power these entrepreneurs. So there you go. That's one way I monetize the podcast when you go to launchcoalition.com. If you're trying to do this alone, you're crazy. Just go to launchcoalition.com. So there's a little plug right there for my own products and services. Now, this only works if your podcast is geared towards your ideal customers and clients. So I know the type of people who are listening to this podcast because I know the type of content that I create. I interact with so many of you so frequently. Those are important things to note. If your ideal customers and clients are listening to your podcast, this is the easiest way to monetize your show. Sell your products and services. Now, if you are, let's see if I can come up with an example on the fly. Let's say you are a web design company and you want to host a, this is a perfect example. You own a web design agency. We're going to stick with this example all throughout today's show. You are a web design agency and you sell websites to people. You charge, you know, $5,000 for a Squarespace website. You sell it to small businesses. But you start a podcast about website design principles and the target audience you always create, like, hey, here's a really good CSS hack to make Squarespace look even better. Here's the top fonts that we're using in 2021 across small business websites. If that's what your podcast is about, guess who's listening to your show? Probably other website designers, not people who are not small business owners who are looking to hire website developers like you. So there's kind of a mismatch there. So you always got to think about, who is my podcast actually serving? Who's tuning in? Does that make sense for me to sell my products and services to them? So that is way number one, sell your own products and services. Don't worry, I'll recap these three simple ways at the end of today's episode in case you're on the go and you're not necessarily taking notes. Way number two, this is a fun one, is talk to your customers and clients. So interview them, bring them on. I've had podcast episodes and guests where I've made tens of thousands of dollars or over six figures. There's a specific podcast interview where I've since gone on to make over six figures in revenue from that one podcast interview. And that's because people who have begged me and said, yes, please work with us. People who have hired me to say, hey, implement your marketing principles and your growth strategies into our business, that has turned into business for me. So let's go back to the fact that you are a web designer. You own a web design agency and you sell websites to small business owners. If you do a podcast about small business showcases, then you bring on local small businesses and you say, hey, tell us about your small business. We want to showcase your story. We want to showcase your different way of making a pizza if it's a local pizza shop owner. If you are a podcast host and you invite them on as guests, that creates a relationship. In fact, there's no better way. I love podcast interviews. You guys see, I do these on Featured Fridays here on this podcast. I love it because I get to know people so quickly through those interviews. You got to remember, what you, the listeners, are hearing is only a snippet of the actual conversation that's happening in real life. So typically, you have email exchanges beforehand when they come on your show. You talk to them a little bit before, which is a little bit more small talk or catching up. And then afterwards, you just had an incredible 30-minute to 60-minute conversation together. So after the interview, you've got way more to talk about and you can really deepen that relationship. So that's a really powerful way to monetize your podcast, is bring on, invite on your ideal customers and clients. Because let's face it, when it comes to sales, the hardest part is getting people to respond to you, is getting people to talk to you. They don't want to be sold to, and they're being hit up by a million other website design agencies. They ignore all of those things. Where if you say, hey, I have a podcast where I feature small business owners and their stories and their businesses, I'd love for you to come on. You initiated a relationship with them. You initiated a conversation with them. And that's so key for you to build that relationship to the point where they say, hey, how the heck can we work together? You're awesome. I've loved our conversations. I loved coming on your podcast. How the heck do we work together? So that is also a really powerful way, is to launch a podcast, host a show that allows you to build those relationships and bring on your ideal customers and clients. So that's way number two. Way number three, this is a fun one and kind of a backdoor way to monetize your podcast is without advertising, is if you don't have advertisers and you're not getting hit up by advertisers, don't wait for them. Go get your own advertisers the easy way, which is through affiliate marketing. So Here's the cool thing. I'm going to give you a couple of really good strategic tips here today in this episode. You can actually apply this monetization avenue or channel in all of your business. You could use it in your email marketing. You could use it in your social media, and you can certainly use it to monetize your podcast. And that is through affiliate marketing. So back in 2008, when I started my soccer blog, I had probably probably a few dozen visitors to my website. I certainly didn't have any advertisers. I was not in a place to go get advertisers. They would have never wanted to advertise on my tiny little unknown website. So what I did was I went to CJ.com. CJ.com, it stands for Commission Junction. It's one of the biggest affiliate platforms in the world. And I found soccer-related companies that are on CJ that have affiliate programs. So for example, there were soccer apparel companies that sell soccer cleats and jerseys and soccer balls and all these other things. And they offered 30% commissions on anyone who clicks your affiliate link. So what I did was I took their advertising banners that they provide you as part of their affiliate program. I placed them all over my website. So now I actually had advertising on my website, but they were just affiliate ads. This company didn't know who I was from a hole in the wall, and it used my affiliate link. So anyone who clicked these banner ads went to that company's website, and I got 30% of the sales from that because it was tracked by my affiliate link that they provided me through CJ.com. So if you are a podcaster and you always hear these podcasters say things like, hey, this episode is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Get your own VPN, protect your online privacy by going to thiswebsite.com/expressvpn. That is their affiliate link. They've been given a link by that company so that they can track how many sales you're driving their way. You can go out there and go do that. Go to cj.com. It's totally free. Create an affiliate account and you can scroll through the advertisers. So for example, let's keep rolling with the web design agency as an example. You can become an affiliate of Bluehost or GoDaddy, whichever one you prefer. So GoDaddy has an affiliate program where they'll pay you probably anywhere from 10 to 25, maybe 30% of revenue that they generate from people who click your affiliate link. So what you got to do is just sign up for their affiliate program. You'll get a really ugly long affiliate link. Set up a redirect on your website. You hear me talk about all the time, like go to imetbrian.com/book to get a free copy of my book, or imetbrian.com/training to get a free training from me, a video training from me on how to grow your business. I have all these pretty URLs, these shortened URLs, and they just redirect to the longer, uglier URLs. So if you set that up with your affiliate link, let's say your website is mywebsite.com, then on your podcast, you could say, hey, if you want to start your own website and you want me to help you with your hosting, just go straight to mywebsite.com/GoDaddy and you can sign up for GoDaddy's $9.99 domains. Forward your receipt to me and I will help you get your domain set up. So there you go. Now your podcast is sponsored, quote unquote, by you having an affiliate partnership in place and you promoting that affiliate agreement on your podcast. And it's really cool because you can partner up. You can join the affiliate programs of really big companies and say it on air. Hey, this podcast episode is possible thanks to GoDaddy. If you want to do this, you know, whatever you come up with as your marketing hook or your messaging for that affiliate partnership. So that's a really good way to monetize, and you don't even have to be pushing or promoting or selling your own products or services. You can monetize off of other people's products and services and those big brands that people already know, like, and respect and trust. So that's really important as well. So we covered a lot of stuff here in today's Strategy Wednesday episode. I'm going to leave it there. Those are three simple ways to monetize your podcast. You can also, of course, apply this to your email marketing, to your social media. Use these monetization principles. I simply wrapped them within the form factor of monetizing your podcast, but be creative with how you use these. I hope this was helpful to you, whether you have a podcast or not, or maybe it inspires you. Maybe it sparks you to say, I want a podcast. This sounds like a ton of fun. I recently had a good friend of mine, Daniel Cueva, shout out to Daniel, who started the Entrepreneurship with Daniel podcast. He's already had incredible guests on there. And I talked to him the other day and he said, gosh, Brian, now I see what all the fuss is about. Now I see why you love podcasting so much. This stuff is a blast. And let's face it, all you need is a microphone. And then you just upload those sound recordings to a podcast host, which could be like $5 a month, and you've got a show. That's it. It's free to get it listed everywhere. So clearly, I'm a big fan of podcasting. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. That's it on this Strategy Wednesday episode. Make sure you pound that subscribe button. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. Especially this Friday, I've got a really awesome guest, a nutrition coach who has built a multiple six-figure business. Really quickly, in her space, she's going to talk about how she did it as a solo entrepreneur, how she scaled up through hiring other people, and how she hired people in a way that didn't actually even cost her any money. Really cool story coming up on this Friday's episode. So pound that subscribe button, and I will see you this Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.